RIDE Initiative. What is it?
Well, so the RIDE Initiative started as an idea that said, what do we want our consumers of education to get? It really was saying, for the parents, for the students, for the teachers, for the communities, and for the industries, how do we look at education from the ground up and build a program that makes sense to all of them?
What are the goals of RIDE?
The goals of RIDE are to make sure that education is relevant for students going into the world, making sure that it gives teachers the ability to teach as opposed to just do what they're being told to do, and be able to engage with the classes. And it's really an opportunity for students to be able to engage with their own learning. So there's been several components to it, a lot of what we've talked about today. But others of it are, can we figure out ways to help apprenticeships? Can we help with internships so that students can get real world experience while they're in high school and be equipped to go out into the world and make a difference?
How has RIDE worked so far?
Every district has been different. This one is the first one to go all in. What I've seen today is remarkable just in how students have been engaged and how teachers are having the chance to learn and improve what they're delivering. But in other districts, other things are happening. And it's been really interesting to watch as each of these places has demonstrated that learning can happen in almost any place.
Mm-hmm. You said specifically here is really, they've like really dived in. What has like shown you that this has been successful here?
When I hear students talk about the difference in why colonists moved here and how they were different, for example, in the New England states and the southern states, and when I hear, that's a fifth grade class, when I hear a sixth grade class talk about, wow, I wish we could have done that, that tells me that the education is not only staying with them more, but it's also much more engaging. And then here, learning about how, for instance, one of the demonstrations was the challenge of being a coach. Now, we don't think about that as being a particular skill you have to have, but it's leadership, it's motivation, it's communication, it's understanding, it's tactics, it's all of those things. So wrapping that here and understanding that is really a remarkable thing.
Are the next steps of RIDE?
Well, we'll see how it expresses itself around the state. More and more schools are getting involved. We have some 20 districts at this point that are looking at it. I think as we look at how the assessments improve, and we understand one of the things in Wyoming, we're really looking at building school choice. And so being able to give traditional schools the opportunity to act more like a charter is going to be a remarkable feature of the future of RIDE as we go forward.
And then, why is RIDE important to you?
It's important to me because I served on a school board. I had kids that went through the public schools here in Wyoming. They've all done extremely well. But one of the big frustrations for me is that we had all of these standards and assessments that were developed somewhere else, that were designed to educate our students, but they were written somewhere, and they didn't involve the community or the industries or the students or the parents. So having that open up and be able to teach science in a way that is really interactive, that kids have a chance to really understand the world and be engaged in it, that was what was important to me, to make sure that our students, Wyoming students, which already do pretty well, that they had every opportunity to be exceptional.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, just thank you very much for this interview. It's been an honor, and it is wonderful to be here with Ranger Country.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.